After some very early morning tweets less than 2 weeks ago where he said Arizona didn't need a Nike manufacturing plant, Governor Doug Ducey changed his Twitter tune and welcomed the controversial shoe giant to town. Did he change his tune because he didn't want to change his shoes? Remember, he was spotted wearing Nikes just a couple days after those unwelcoming tweets. Or was that some young assistant drunk tweeting for the governor? I mean, after all, that anti-Nike tweet storm did happen right after Scottsdale bars closed down. Huh. Or maybe Governor Ducey's trying to be more like President Trump, who threatened mass deportation raids to then, days later, say he was postponing them to give Democrats time to change asylum laws. Well, the Dems didn't, so the raids are back on.
Major cities this morning are bracing for this mass roundup that could reportedly begin as early as this weekend.
Congressional Democrats are telling illegal immigrants to not open the door when ICE comes a-knocking, but the head of the federal government citizenship and immigration services says
the law has to be enforced. If there is no consequence to coming here illegally, it becomes one more attraction for more people to add to the crisis at the border.
And Democrats should remember something that Meet the Press's Chuck Todd pointed out to me this morning.
Barack Obama was known as the deporter-in-chief. These raids happened, frankly, more frequently in the Obama years than they have so far in the Trump years.
Unfortunately, Chuck adds that the raids create potential political fodder for both parties. You know, maybe Governor Ducey came out against Nike because politics. Then after getting behind-the-scenes pressure, welcomed them because politics. But if he's trying to be more like Trump, that'll mean he'll have to change his mind again. And I'm going to start to feel like I'm on the tilt-a-whirl from hell.